Chapter 2. The House at Oak Street.
Liz woke up to the beeping sound of her alarm, a strange feeling in her chest.
I wore that damn necklace the whole night.
She tried to get it off.
Impossible. So this wasn't just a dream then. And I'm still invisible.
She rolled her eyes and got up. Afterwards, got herself ready. Her parents were sitting at the table eating breakfast.
Still no signs of Liz. Do you think it's our fault?
Her dad sighed.
But I'm right here, right in front of you.
Liz yelled frustrated.
We will work it out.
Her mother tried to calm him, but the worry in his eyes was undeniable.
Mom is gone too, but they didn't find any bodies, so she must have been somewhere else the time of the fire.
At least some good news.
She decided not to try to get their attention anymore and headed outside, grabbing her jacket. She sat down at the bus stop, but the bus didn't stop and drove right past her.
Of course, the stupid guy can't see me. Why am I even going to school if nobody can see me?
She went back to her house, putting her hands in her pockets. There she felt the shape of a box. It was the black box where Grandma had kept the necklace in. As she opened it, she noticed a note inside of it.
Oak Street 23,
she read out loud.
Grandma's house should be directly beside it. Is Grandma there? It's the only thing I can do right now.
She remembered Julius.
He said I can call him anytime, and I don't want to go there alone. I don't want to see the burnt down house.
She pulled out her phone.
This time I didn't forget to charge it.
She thought grimly, pulling up Julius.
Lizzie, what's up? And why aren't you in school yet?
'Cause nobody can see me, duh. This might be random, but wanna check out something? I need to go to some house.
I have school. I sadly don't have the luxury of being invisible.
Yeah, as if you would pay attention either way. You didn't even stop doing nonsense after Miss Eagle once forced you out of the classroom.
Julius chuckled.
All right, whatever. I'll be here soon.
20 minutes later, they were standing in front of the given address. Julius gasped. Golden and white light was illuminating from inside the house. So bright, they had to cover their eyes. It was colored in darkish brown. The windows were dirty and full of spiderwebs. Streaks of dust fell over the filthy glass and greasy doormat, welcoming any guests.
How had I never seen this thing before? I'm pretty sure this house never even existed in the first place.
She thought to herself.
Let's go,
she told Julius.
You sure? It kind of, looks scary.
Liz grabbed his hand and pulled him towards the door. She wanted to know, but realized that the door was already open. Old clothes were lying everywhere around the floor. The rundown furniture looked like it could fall apart at any given moment. The air was stuffy, making it hard for them to breathe. The ceiling covered in mold.
This is gross.
Julius complained.
What is this, your room?
Are you crazy? As if I would live like that.
Liz answered annoyed.
Everything is possible.
He muttered.
You're literally a ghost.
I'm not a damn ghost.
Maybe you're becoming a...
A high buzzing sound interrupted them. The light bulb started glowing uncontrollably. Liz felt a pain in her chest. The necklace was burning hot. She could feel her flesh melting.
Get this thing off me!
She screamed.
It hurts.
Before either of them could react, everything turned dark. Then they lost their consciousness.